That's what it's called anyway. So anyway, now is the time to do some meditation. So if you'd like to take your glasses off, you don't have to. No, you can keep your glasses off. I'm going to keep mine on. It's okay, whatever. I usually put them on the end of my nose because at least I know where they are. I was come out of meditation, where do I put those glasses? So sit down, close your eyes. Bring awareness onto your body. Make sure you're sitting comfortably. When you're sitting comfortably, so you assume, take a closer look. Do a little sweeping through your body, starting with your legs. How have you got them positioned? Making sure everything is in its correct place. How do you know it's in the correct place? You don't follow theories. You just feel it. Feel that it's in a good position. When your legs are in a good position, you can still move this way, that way, to see if they can be in a better position. Because by looking after our body, we are actually improving a lot of our health. People say that if you've got wrong posture, it's amazing just how that can later on in life, or even right now, cause immense suffering. So just get the body just right, you feel it, move it this way, move it that way, until you become so sensitive that you know when your body is in a good position or when it's not. Really check your bottom sitting here, just kindness, as if you're bottom was not belonging to you, but it's in your care. So you make sure it's really comfortable, so it doesn't cause any trouble. So you can move this way, that way, until you find the optimum position. And then your back. Many people suffer from back problems. See if you can feel the body, especially the back. Move it forward, move it back, stretch it, relax it, until you find the best position for your own back. Till it's comfortable. Then the hands, make sure they're in the right position. What's the right position? I know that many people just, well, they say all sorts of stuff. Should be this way, should be that way. See if you can put it in just the right place, which feels the best for you. What we're doing is being aware, being mindful, feeling instead of thinking. When the hands are relaxed, you know. So you can move on. I usually move next to my shoulders. Just now I look at them, my robe is a bit tight. So I'll release it a bit. So relaxing the shoulders. When you're aware of a part of your body, you can actually feel it when it's tense. And you can actually relax it, you can feel it letting go, being at ease. You can make it let go just by noticing, mindfulness giving you the feedback until you can feel the muscles relax. Sometimes you try a bit of this, try a bit of that until it works. The shoulders become really nicely relaxed. And then of course up to the throat. Those of you who suffer from some hay fever, just feel the irritation. Just be kind to it, learn how to relax it so it doesn't cause any problem. And up to the face, whether you are afraid, anxious, tired, whatever, thinking too much about something, you can feel it in the face. The muscles tighten up around the eyes or the mouth. So you learn how to relax those muscles. Relax them to the max. I can feel my muscles like loosening, opening up, taking away the tightness, the tension there. My face feels open and free. Just mindfulness and kindness, relaxing everything. Once the body is relaxed, the body should feel just really very comfortable, like it's been to a spa, a hot bath, like you first wake up in the morning. You don't have to go to the toilet, you just rest in your on your bed, cozy, warm, comfortable. That's what we can do just with mindfulness and kindness when it's developed. With some exercise and skill in this. When your body's so relaxed, it's easy to give public talks, to rest. Whatever you need to do, you start with a very, very relaxed body. Once the body has been settled, then we can do the same to our mind. How peaceful are you? How agitated? Those of you who have heard me say this many, many times, it's pointing you to what I call the peaceometer. It's like a measure of how peaceful or how agitated you are. When I ask you to give it a number from 1 to 10, all it really means is you're looking at that aspect of your mind, of your inner world, which tells you how relaxed, how peaceful, how at ease you are, or how agitated, restless, anxious you are. It's not to judge, this is good, this is bad. It is just to know, mindful. of how peaceful you are. Because what comes next is using that awareness, bit of trial and error, doing this, doing that, to see what makes you more peaceful, what relaxes you. Also, now what disturbs? Overreacting to somebody else's sounds, controlling, thinking, expecting, all of that sort of stuff disturbs the mind. Kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment, caring for this moment, appreciating the joy of just being here instead of going somewhere. Allowing the mind to rest, to babies to cry, it's what they do. Then you can open your door of your heart to this moment and you find the mind becomes peaceful. One thing you'll always notice is the reactions. That's what makes the mind more and more tense. If the mind is very still and loose and peaceful, it's like a guitar string with no tightness on either end. It's not being pulled. It's got no stress to it. So whatever impinges on that guitar string when it's loose, it doesn't reverberate. Sound goes and there's no echo. It's a mind which knows how to be at peace. In particular, letting go of the past and the future. The past is like a heavy shopping bag which we carry around with us. Future, another shopping bag in the other hand, we carry around with us. We all know what happens when we're carrying suitcases or bags for too long. We get tired. We learn how to let go, to put them down. You'll be able to carry them later on, but now in the meditation, it's a time to put down all of your burdens. all the worries of the past, all the fears of the future, put them down and rest in the present moment, just now. The only time you ever have. The place where your future is being made right now. The place where you learn more from the present you'll ever learn from the past. To be watching the breathing. Sometimes it comes up by itself. Just be with the breath as it comes in, be with the breath as it goes out. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. getting close to the end of the meditation now. Just how do you feel? How peaceful are you? How relaxed is your body? I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please pay attention to every ringing, every sound of the gong. When the last sound vanishes, it's the signal to come out from your meditation. Good.